Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observation Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How's it going?
Awesome.
Fantastic. And also, Kelly Gumont. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Jeff.
So it's great to have both of you back again. The topics that we have for today both got me kind of fired up a little bit. So I figure that they'll fire up you guys too, because, you know, really it's all about my emotional state and how I can project that onto other people.
Excellent.
Yes.
It is, in fact, all about you for those playing along at home who may not have figured this out yet.
No.
Actually,
it's all about Brian.
It's all about me. I mean, it's all about Jeff's emotional state and his ability to project them onto other people, but it's all about me.
It's really all about Brian.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And now that you know that, Kelly, your life will be a lot easier.
You know, I've heard this. Mm-hmm. I had no idea the secret to life was just that it all revolved around Brian. Yep. I'll sleep better tonight. Thank you.
As we all will. Okay, so first up, there's a rumor that's cropped up that Nuance, the company that makes a lot of the technology that Apple is using for voice recognition on the iPhone and iPad, is trying to put itself up for sale, which is interesting in and of itself. But one of the companies that is apparently in talks to buy Nuance is Samsung.
Yeah, and we actually got a request to talk about this on Twitter, so thanks for that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Always fun.
Yeah, thanks, listeners. And let us know which you'd like to hear about so that so that you can do our work for us and we don't have to pick the topics.
Exactly.
So here's one of the other things to know about Nuance, which is the company itself isn't necessarily a name a lot of people are familiar with. Tech people who know Nuance because part of what Nuance does is power Siri. But the other thing that Nuance does is they have a software suite called Dragon Dictate or Dragon Dictation, I think.
Dragon Speech Recognition Software Platform.
Yeah, the naturally speaking is the stuff. So when you see I've seen the occasional advertisement on television for Dragon Dictate or naturally speaking. And so it's a common thing. For the most part, if you know somebody who is seriously using dictation software on their computer, whether their computer is a Mac OS machine or a Windows machine, they're probably using something from Nuance. So because Nuance is as good at this as they are, that's why they could have appeal to somebody. That's another reason they could have appeal to somebody as far as being purchased.
Sure.
So keep that in mind. That's not the only – they do more than just help power some of the stuff that makes Siri go.
Yeah, they do. They do a lot more. In fact, the biggest part of their business is digitizing health records. That's the majority of what brings in their $1.86 billion per year in revenue, and is a big part of their $5.5 or actually now $6 billion valuation. And so that's one reason, in my opinion, like when Apple first rolled out Siri, and we found out that the Dragon speech recognition engine was powering the speech recognition aspect of Siri, I just assumed that Apple was going to end up buying Nuance because that tends to be what Apple does, but they didn't.
I really figured it would be a question. It was just a question of time. Once they announced Siri, the clock was ticking.
Right.
But the problem is, for Apple to buy Nuance, they have to buy a lot of things that they don't need. Mm-hmm. You know, Apple beats, notwithstanding, Apple's modus operandi is to buy companies that they can then fold into their own companies. But when it comes to, well, Beats, and when it comes to Nuance, Apple would have to be paying for a bunch of stuff that it doesn't need. In the case of with Beats, it was the headphone business, but at least that headphone business can operate on its own.
Mm-hmm.
With the case of Nuance, Apple is having to pay for this healthcare digitizing product, mm-hmm. which obviously could be spun off to its own company and, you know, just sold, or you know, Apple could probably enter into a joint arrangement where some other company bought that.
Mm-hmm.
And but also Apple is also having to pay for all the value that Nuance has that's based on them also selling stuff to other companies, including mm-hmm. several automobile manufacturers. Samsung happens to be one of their customers. Panasonic is one of their customers. They've got a whole bunch of people that pay for their speech recognition software. And Apple would have to pay for that value and then kill it by ceasing to sell to those people.
But there's a couple other things to look at here, I think. First of all, they could spin that stuff off, which is, if Apple were to do it, what I think would be likely to happen. And the reason I think Apple should do it is because I think that what – I want to make sure I phrase this properly. Basically, you don't want Samsung to have their hands on the stuff that powers your stuff. And I would think that Apple would want to toss their hat in this ring, first of all, because I think it was here on TDO that I said the $3 billion they paid for Beats was couch money. We're going to go shake the cushions on the break room sofa. Hey, look, $3 billion fell out. That's what we'll offer Beats and see if they'll take
Tim
it.
Tim needs new headphones. Let's just go buy the headphones.
Yeah. Yeah, those Skullcandy ones just weren't cutting it anymore. So I want to think that Apple would be smart enough to figure this out, but I also, you know, that they would figure out, like, yeah, maybe we should just spin off the digital, the record digitizing and send that to someone else. But
they could do that, but they're still having to mm-hmm. pay for all the value of selling the voice recognition services right. to other companies too.
And I would think that Apple would be willing to do that to a certain extent.
Now, okay.
Well, they could certainly afford it, but there becomes an issue where shareholders start getting cranky when Apple's paying $6 billion. Let's say they part out the healthcare side for $3 billion, call it $4 billion. So Apple's paying $2 billion for something that's worth maybe $1 billion. At some point, shareholders actually start getting cranky about things like that. I mean, it's not a simple issue. And as you started to allude, Kelly, the flip side is that unless Apple has an alternate strategy, an alternate to Nuance, which is doubtful, mm-hmm. the idea of being beholden to Samsung for a key component to Siri cannot be tolerable within Cupertino.
Right. And think about when someone gets a phone, and probably most of the people listening to TDO are the resident tech support for their family. So a lot of what happens, at least for me, when members of my family have gotten iPhones, is I have said, okay, now that you have an iPhone, watch this. And hold down the button and ask a question that the person whose phone it is likely to ask. Siri, who won the Blazers game last night? Siri, what is the Oregon football record right now? Siri, how late is this place open? Where is the nearest Starbucks?
And then their eyes light up at the magic.
And they look at that thing. First of all, like, in some cases, it's possible I am branded a witch. But also, in other cases, it is the most amazing thing that they have ever seen. And they're really excited about it. Well, what kind of stuff can I add? Whatever you want. You know, sometimes she'll have an answer for you. Sometimes she won't. But you'll figure out pretty quickly what kind of stuff you're going to be able to ask. When does the movie start? Okay. How late is this restaurant open? And everybody gets really excited. What?
What does this have to do with Nuance?
Well, Siri is the piece, is one of the first things. And then when you give that phone to that person, you're like, here you go. That person goes, goes to someone else and says, do you know what I can do with my phone? Watch this. And holds down the button and asks a question. And Siri is one of the killer features of the iPhone since its inception, since it was released and people and someone walked out on stage and started asking Siri questions. That's one of the first things that people, when people see it, it's one of the first things they start showing off. And this, so it's
yeah,
a huge, huge piece.
Apple wants to give up, I think.
Yeah. So I think it would be more egregious to shareholders to be told in the quarterly report and that, you know, that now we have to pay Samsung $11 squillion for Siri which is one of, which is, you know, a feature synonymous with iPhone. And I think that's going to be worse for shareholders than Apple spent a little tiny bit more money than maybe they should have in the grand scheme of things on this company, so that they didn't have to pay it to Samsung.
I suppose. I mean, Apple is already paying someone else for this. And keep, for our listeners, keep in mind that Siri is not Dragon. Dragon only powers the voice recognition part. The rest of the Siri magic, all the data, the way it interprets that data, mm-hmm. the way it gives you information and all that stuff, that Apple owns that. It just uses the Dragon engine to both listen to speech and then turn that speech back into to turn the information back into speech. Mm-hmm. But Apple is already paying another company for that now. So paying Samsung, that there's not much of a difference there. It's, you know, paying Samsung, paying Nuance, are still paying for it one way or another.
Which is true, but how long has Apple spent in court fighting Nuance?
Oh, not at all. I don't really know how much shareholders care about that in general. I mean, shareholders aren't partisans. Shareholders are shareholders.
That's true.
I mean, okay. from a strategic standpoint, Apple is not going to want to be beholden to Samsung. From a exactly. shareholder standpoint, it's probably irrelevant. The reason why the idea of shareholders came up is Apple spending, is Apple paying for a bunch of value that it then kills. Most of the companies, when Apple is buying a smaller company and folds it up into itself, it really doesn't matter if they kill the Android app, because those are relatively small companies. But Nuance has billions of dollars in valuation that's based entirely upon the thing that Apple doesn't do, which is continue to sell to third parties. And that's what complicates this. So you've got the two complicating factors of they don't want to be beholden to Samsung. They don't want to have to pay for a bunch of stuff that they can't use. And, you know, if Apple had wanted to buy Nuance already, they would have. Although I wonder now if with the rumors of Samsung doing it, if Apple might not want to pony up after all anyway.
Okay. And while we could probably go on for another hour, we only have a couple minutes left. And there's another topic that I really wanted to hit, which was a piece that you wrote, Kelly, about Google and the whole Skyhook satellite thing, and Google's ability to kind of play Big Brother.
Yeah, so Google has acquired this satellite imaging company called Skybox. And
I called it Skyhook, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I was going to just let that go. But what's interesting about this is that until I think it was last week, the resolution at which these satellites can take photos of the Earth as they pass over was not possible to sell commercially because they were too high of a resolution, and they were not allowed to be commercially sold.
According now that's to national security requirements,
right? And for some reason, that has been changed. So now, reasonable resolution photos are available from this satellite company commercially, which allows for a scale of watching other companies that has been unprecedented before now.
So what you're saying is that Google can now essentially perform espionage from space on competitors and then potentially sell that information to other companies too?
Well, even better, other companies can go get Google to espionage for them and then just write a check. So they're like a 7-Eleven of spy photos now. And what you can see, one of the examples I put in my piece was watching the parking lots, the loading docks at Foxconn. And when you see enough trucks out there, maybe that means that Apple's up to something.
Yeah, that's what this company has figured out. They figured out that they can predict iPhone release cycles mm-hmm. by gauging the supply truck traffic levels at Foxconn factories. Yeah. And that was based on a UBS analyst who noticed that he could predict Walmart revenues by simply looking at satellite photos of Walmart parking lots by judging the number of cars that are in these parking lots. And that's the company. That's the business this company thinks that they're in. We all right.
They don't
at
consider
that.
Themselves a satellite company. They consider themselves an information broker.
Yeah.
Wow. And now Google owns them.
And now Google owns them, and their subject name starts with Sky. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Google doesn't own them yet. We need to make
They've announced a buyout. It's got to go through probably relatively intense regulatory hurdles, and it could end up coming with some regulatory strings based on national security things. But let's be honest, it's probably not going to get squished.
Yeah, it's probably not going to get squished. So realistically, after they go through all of the regulatory hoops, by the end of the year, Google may be able to sell to other companies the images that they need to conduct their own industrial espionage.
Wow. Yeah, so if Samsung really wants to know what Apple's up to, then they can start buying those pictures of Foxconn loading docks. And anybody who wants to find out how Best Buys are doing, you know, can start monitoring those parking lots and, you know, on and on and on. And and there's all manner of ways in which regular, and it's a twofold advancement here. Number one, the pictures are high enough resolution that you can actually track information. You can see that there the number of cars in the parking lot. But number two is the updates. So if you've ever looked at Google Street View and went and like looked up your house, you can figure out like, oh, well, like the picture of my house was a couple of years old and I could tell by the car that was in the driveway because it wasn't the current car, you know, that normally was parked in my driveway. You know, it's at least a couple of years old and it was probably taken in August because the yard was all brown and it was never a current picture. And this company is hoping by the end of next year to be able to update these images twice daily and in another couple of years be able to update those images three times a day, which is the rest of the reason that this becomes useful data is because you can get a new version of this picture at least
every few
daily.
Hours.
Yeah.
Well, on that ominous note, yeah, just think about how often Google can take photos of you now or we'll be able to next year. We're going to have to wrap up. So thanks, Brian. Thanks, Kelly, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me on.
And I can't wait till the next time we get together and have more exciting conspiracy theories to talk about.